Oh my goodness, welcome back to the O Rest Podcast. I'm your host, CW. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to hit that bell on YouTube and subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcasting app. How are you guys doing today? How is everyone doing today? I'm recording on an off day. One, I forgot to release my last episode on Thursday. I'm sorry. I said it, I think I even said it in the episode I recorded that it was coming out on Thursday, and I dropped the ball. It was just busy. But today, I had just an offhand episode I wanted to record because I saw a little bit of news that former WWE wrestler Xia Li, I know I'm not going to pronounce her name wrong. There you go. Xia Li is debuting in TNA Wrestling under her, I think it's her real name. I'm going to say Zhai Zhao. Please don't stab me in the larynx. Hopefully I said that correctly. But she was released from WWE in April of this year during, I think it was one of their annual cuts. Is that when they released Shelton Benjamin too? When they released a bunch of, I don't remember if it was a bunch of people, but they released a few people. And Xia Li made the cut. She was underutilized, honestly, on the WWE main roster. They had, I think, a lot of start and stops with her character. At one point, she was like a hooded figure who was kicking the crap out of people's heads. Remember that? She knocked out Becky Lynch with a sweet kick. I believe she knocked out Shayna Baszler. I might be misremembering that. I just remember her swinging that leg and whacking people in the side of the head, knocking them clean out, ending the match, and it never went anywhere. It was a great start to what could have been something, you know, and it would have been a lot more than she was doing prior. And I think the way that they were presenting her angle of just being very vicious and effective was she kicked Becky Lynch so hard that the officials like called for the back, like it was a real injury, and the commentary team went all somber and like, oh, we're gonna make sure that Becky Lynch is okay. Like, they really sold it for Xia Li, and then nothing. At one point she came out in a hood and attacked somebody, and she was taken to the back in like handcuffs or something. Oh, a whole bunch of stuff. Then she got released. Then she traveled the world wrestling under her real name, and now she's making her way to TNA. And I think that's great. I think she's a great talent. I think she'll do amazing in the knockouts division. She gets to go up against someone like Jordynne Grace, you know, for the title. And that is fantastic. What is her name? Maybe I can't ask the question because I don't remember the lady's name. Ah, is Gail Kim still running things over at TNA? Is that still a thing? Let me know in the comments. She was also another wrestler that I was like, she's incredible. She has a really good moveset. She's really talented, and WWE dropped the ball on her too. I don't know. But the news that Xia Li or Zai Zhao or whatever her name is going to be in TNA is making her debut, it made me think about professional wrestling as a business and how lucrative and how open it is for talent to continue to make a living after, you know, leaving a specific promotion, right? You watch wrestlers get released from WWE or AEW or wherever, specifically WWE, because they're very high profile releases. Who got released from, you know, the big dog? And you wonder where they're going to end up. And in recent years, it's obviously been like, well, they'll just go to AEW, which I think is a pretty unfair assessment of what AEW is. I feel like fans treat AEW, some fans treat AEW like the pickup league. Like, if you leave WWE, you have to go to AEW almost. The same way it was like, oh, they're going to WCW back in the day. And that's to be expected. It's the second most popular professional wrestling promotion right now, I think. I don't have statistics on that. But the good thing about professional wrestling is that there's so much opportunity to make a living if you're willing to do the legwork, right? Just like any profession. But I almost feel like it's a little easier because the network you build of wrestlers really, really helps land you a new gig. Cody Rhodes made a whole storyline about it with Kevin Owens recently at the Bash in Berlin match, where he said when he left WWE, a lot of his work came from connections he made through Kevin Owens. That's the reason they're friends. Kevin looked out for him. He pointed him in the right direction, put him in touch with the right people, got him work. He got him over to AEW, where, you know, some of Kevin Owens' best friends are there. I think it's the Young Bucks are his boys. And that coalesced into something that was really big for Cody, which then led him back to WWE and one of the biggest names in professional wrestling at the time right now. So it speaks to, you know, having a network. This is just basic, not basic, it's unfair. This is good business practice. If you're listening to this, your network is way more valuable than your resume. It's way more valuable than a profile on the internet. It's more valuable than a portfolio. If you're a creative or anything, your network will save your life. Professional wrestling is the perfect example of that. And I can attest that knowing people is better than reaching out to people because it's so much easier to get in contact with the right person if you know someone 6 degrees from them or whatever. Work your way up the chain. In professional wrestling, that's kind of the whole thing. If you know, like, let's say you're wrestling on WWE and you get released. If you know someone like a Matt Cardona, you're kind of set. If you're not a jerk to the guy and he's like, you know, at least he's aware of you and he likes you and whatnot, he can put you in touch with so many different organizations so that you can continue to wrestle. You can continue to grow your skill. You can build a profile on the indies and potentially stay on the indies like he did, or make your way back to a larger promotion. It really is a brother and sisterhood. This is coming from someone looking from the outside in. It really is a brother and sisterhood. Everyone really looks out for one another. I've listened to Xavier Woods talk about how, you know, they're so good at their jobs that you believe that they don't like each other. And of course, there's people who don't like each other in the industry. But he's like, but for the most part, they're all friends and they're all rooting for each other. They all want everyone to succeed. You don't want a wrestler to fail unless, I mean, they're like a terrible person. But having that network of stars really helps you move around the organizations. It helps you, you know, make connections. Just look at Shelton Benjamin's Instagram or whatever. Watching him just fly all over the world and wrestle people he's never wrestled before and connecting with other professional wrestlers who are, I'm sure, connecting him with other professional wrestlers to, you know, increase his profile and just continue to get him work and let him do the things that he loves to do. As far as I know, Shelton Benjamin's doing great, you know, and I really hope he does make his way back to WWE because he's incredible. Or, you know what, maybe he stays on the indies like Matt and becomes some sort of indie god himself. I don't know, but all I know is that whenever I hear professional wrestlers who have left a major promotion or even professional wrestlers I've just heard of landing gigs in, you know, New Japan or, you know, DPW or GCW, I think that's what it's called. Like all those indie wrestling communities, I'm overjoyed that they continue to do good work, right? And if they land in AEW with a big paycheck like Ricochet, more power to them. If they go on the indies and make an incredible name for themselves like Matt Cardona, all the best. Or if they end up back in WWE or something, that's great too. But it's very telling that if you're a professional wrestler and you're a decent person, you can continue to make money and do the thing you love just by, you know, being cool with other people. This was, I don't know, just a feel-good story. I like it. Thanks for listening. Like, subscribe, all that good stuff. And don't you ever forget.
I'm your friend, but if I ever see you in the ring, I can beat you. Don't you know? Yeah.